Do you think that was wise? And as I tiptoed across the floor, the boards, they creaked, then creaked some more. I saw a light under the basement door. Maybe there was someone down there. I crept down the basement stairs and hoped it was no monster's lair. But on my legs I felt the hairs stand up on their ends. I think they're trying to tell me something.
Oh, hello. Come on in.
Then I saw the strangest sight. The scary music, flashing lights. A monster disco in full flight. The boogeyman sang boogie nights.
Watch out for the boogeyman. Watch out for the boogeyman.
As my legs began to quake, the wolfman handed me a slice of cake. Some lemonade for goodness sake. Dracula cooked me up a steak. On the barbie, extra rare and very juicy.
The mummy playing rummy. Werewolves tickle me on my tummy. There's bowls of candy corn and gummies with sugar skulls and bats, yummy. Scary music, flashing lights. The boogeyman sang boogie nights. The monster disco in full flight.
Give it to me thrice. Give it to me twice. Give it to me one time. Ow!
Ghost. But he didn't want my head. He only wanted to know the way to Denver.
I met a devil.
But he didn't want my soul. He only wanted to borrow my bike a while.
I met a vampire, but
he didn't want my blood. He only wanted two nickels for a dime. I keep meeting all the right people. At all the wrong times.
And I welcome you to my house. Klaatu, Barada, Mikto.
Last night I was digging in the cemetery. Up jumps a man, all black and hairy.
hanging from his back. He outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack. It was then that I realized it was time to go. So I dropped my shovel and sprang to my toe. Cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting a fee. A fee. It was then that I tripped, I stumbled, I fell. He screamed past me, headed for hell. I crawled through the graveyard on my hands and knees. I got to the wall, I knew I was
There you have the Electric Hillbillies doing a Screamin' Lord Sutch tune. All Black and Hairy. Yeah, nice monster song. We heard the Mary Shelley Overdrive doing The Monster Demands a Mate. Silverstein. Monsters I've Met. The Wee Scary Beasties did Monsters Disco. Dickie Goodman, the guy that did all those cut-up records in the 1950s, that's a thing called Monster Talk. And we started off with one of the kings of Monster Halloween Rock and Roll. That's Screaming Lord Suchigan doing Monster Rock. The Misfits did Mad Monster Party. Glenn Barber started the setup with I Married the Monster. And I Created the Monster. And I got to tell you, thanks to the Melnick, he reminded me, as we all should know today, not only October, Halloween month, but it's Friday the 13th. Oh, yeah. Friday the 13th. And fear of Friday the 13th is triskaidectophobia. And I have a song about that right in your brain.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. Triskaidectophobia. It's what my baby's got. Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. I'm the hangman's noose. She's scared of the 13th night. I bought her 6 red roses and a 7 course cuisine. Ooh, ooh. I bought her 6 red roses and a 7 course cuisine. Ooh, ooh. She said it won't do, daddy. Comes to the number 13.
She won't come to my place cause I live on the 13th floor.
No, no, she won't.
She won't come to my place. I live on the 13th floor.
There's no button on the elevator.
I can't get no love. She won't visit me no more.
Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. Triskaidectophobia is what my baby's got. On the hangman's noose, she's scared of the 13th night.
I gave her the evil eye.
She told me she loved me, and I gave her the evil eye.
Cause you know what? The way she's been acting, might as well be alive. Triskaidekaphobia is what my baby's got. Triskaidekaphobia is what my baby's got. The hangman's news, scared of the 13th night. Triskaidekaphobia, Triskaidekaphobia, oh, Triskaidekaphobia, Triskaidekaphobia, Triskaidekaphobia.
You may wish to deny it, but your eyes tell you it's true. A tale to stun the mind. More fantastic than any ever written by Jules Verne. More terrifying than any ever shown on the screen. Awesome. Incredible. Unbelievable. A story beyond your wildest dreams. Dynamic violence. Savage action. Spectacular thrill. Godzilla, King of the Monsters. Fantastic beyond comprehension. Gripping beyond compare. Astounding beyond belief. The mightiest monster of them all. See Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Hola, chicos.
Strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright.
by the dim candlelight, I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies. What a ghastly crew! Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies. What a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. Up on the hill, the night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black, I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Ah, yeah, I got to hand it to the Kelvinator on that one. He got good double request coming up. That was the first one of the two. Bert Convy with Monsters Hop. And Bert Convy not only was like, he did like celebrity tattletales. He did a show on TV with like celebrities, and they were like, oh, yeah, he picks his nose in bed, that kind of TV show. No, I don't. Yeah, okay. But he was also in one of my favorite Halloween movies, Bucket of Blood. He was in Bucket of Blood with Dick Miller, and he played a narcotics officer who tries to buy weed off of, Dick Miller or something. He ends up getting his head smashed in half with a pan, frying pan, and then cast into a statue. It's a great film, and Bert Convy does get his head busted open with a frying pan. And I think he died of brain cancer. So that's creepy, isn't it? That's creepy. What else we heard? We heard Los Pagrinos Negros doing El Monstero Surfing Time. And you listen to this guy Zambo right here in your brain with my sidekick, Mr. Tom Savini. Always nice to have him here. Hey, so, all right. What was the other double shot of that, Kelvin, request, you may ask? Great record. I Seen Enough by the band MX80 Sound. And his request, he was a monster from Japan.
Monster from Japan, except he lived inside one man. Where other humans had a nose, the monster had a rubber hose. He was a monster from Japan, except he lived inside one man. He held a mirror to his face and started up the human race. You can't just step on man and say it's an accident. You can't just step on man and say, oh, thank you. a monster from Japan. He left his footprints in the sand. He took a walk out in the sea. And that's the last he'll ever be. You can't just step on man and say it's an accident. You can't just step on man and say, oh, accident.
There you be, MX80 Sound. And that was Monster from Japan. I'd like to give a shout out to, I guess he's still standing, the last man standing. It's no longer Absolute Equipment. It's some other thing now that got bought out. Anyhow, Scott, last guy standing. So I guess they're kind of still letting them listen to the radio show. Yeah, there we go. Uh-huh, see? That's your buzzer. Get back to work. Get back to work and quit listening to this radio show. So, the guitar work on there, being MX-80 Sound, Bruce, I think his name is Bruce Anderson, amazing guitar player that just died about a year or two ago. Check out his guitar work here. This is also MX-80 Sound, and this is the theme from Halloween. There you go right there. The theme from Halloween by MX-80 Sound. Not a monster song, but damn good. Followed up Monster from Japan by MX-80 Sound by request for the Kelvin. Amber Convey did Monster Hop, also a request by the Kelvin. All right, what we got here? Oh, one of the most frightening monsters of all time. Count Sarcoma. Yes, Count Sarcoma. Count Sarcoma. It gives you blood count sarcoma. You've heard that word right here. Ah, yeah. 40 people are diagnosed with it every day. And those same 40 people should get the hint. Every day they get that. Again? That's the 300th day in a row, man. Well, you still got it because sarcoma, Count Sarcoma, gives you cancer. That's right. He might bite you on the neck, but he gives you cancer. Damn it, Jim. Through awareness, advocacy, research, garlic, and crosses, Count Sarcoma can be threatened, frightened, and turned upside down. Yeah, you turn him upside down. He likes that, actually, because he's like a bat. And Count Sarcoma hangs upside down. Yeah. Well, join us to fight Count Sarcoma. There you go. For more information, go to the Count Sarcoma Foundation of America. There you go with that. Ah, let's see. Oh, how about a joke? Huh? Kids and their dad jokes? Dads that tell kids jokes turn out to be bigger losers than their dads, I guess. A corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment. Here's a Halloween joke for you, kids. Why can't warlocks have babies? Because they have Halloweenies. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here. And crystal balls. I'm here all week. There you go. Make your kid laugh today. That's right. And then run away. Play hide and seek for 30 years. Visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by Count Sarcoma. Hey, how about that? We're halfway into the show, man. And Zombo playing all kinds of monsters. It's a monster month. It is a monster month. Ah, that is correct. It is a monster month, Tom. Monster month. All month long. All songs about monsters. And continuing this week, we have got more monster stuff. Next week, more. I will be doing next week, too, even though I'll be tipping out right after the show because it's nice. I'll be hosting the Night of the Living Dead weekend. I'll be doing that again. 55th anniversary of Night of the Living Dead up in Evans City. That's always kind of fun. I get to interview Russ Streiner for the 50th time. What's new, Russ? Nothing. Ah. Oh, and I get to interview Zombie Number 3. Zombie Number 3 is coming. Yeah. But anyway, Kara's going to be there. Kara. Oh, man, she's awesome. She is awesome. She played the little kid in the little girl in the basement. And do you know those basement scenes were actually filmed near downtown? In a house near downtown. I did not know that till recently. But like the farmhouse, all the interiors were done like, you know, in a house around the downtown area. I did not know that. And so there you go. Kira's going to be there. And she is awesome. So I get to interview her too. So that's always a good time. She's fun. And yeah, all the gang. All the zombie gang. So there you go. Hey, so how you bums doing? Good. So needless to say, why I say that is I don't start the interviews and all the panels till like 3 or 4 o'clock so I can do my radio show and then dash up to Evans City. Because, you know, doing double duty is my middle name. Zombo Double Duty is what they call me. Because one duty ain't enough. Mad Monster Party. I played the original version from the anime, kind of like the stop motion animation thing from the 1970s or the 60s. It was really a great little... Great little thing. They tried to, you know, do the same thing they did with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with that weird stop-motion puppets. And they did it with monsters. And it's far superior than Rudolph. But it's Halloween. And it just never took off like it should have. Not like the Great Pumpkin thing. The Great Pumpkin thing is lame. You got to admit. The Great Pumpkin thing is just, eh. Mad Monster Party is awesome. So there was like this lounge singer called Madam X. And I believe this was in the late 80s. She came out with this really great record and disappeared. Here's her version of Mad Monster Party. Listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Should I tell you about some shows? Okay, I could tell you that we're supported by Attic Records and Mentally Illvale. How about that? Attic Records is open they're open 9 days a week. And they sell new and used records, CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal doo-wop, reggae doo-wop, hip-hop doo-wop, and bop-shoo-wop. Attic Records is independently owned and operated by folks that work there for free records. I'm sure they worked there for free records. That's what I did. I worked at a record. You right? Anybody that works at a record store loves records so much that they don't ever get a paycheck. They spend all their money on records. And that is like, that's like, okay, you want this new job? Yeah, what is it? Well, it's a heroin store. Great. You want to work here? Sure, I'll work at the heroin store. You want some? Sure. Then you're spending all your money on heroin. Damn it, Jim. I hate when that happens. But needless to say, being a record junkie is even worse. They actually buy stuff, too. They purchase used CDs and from collections to bulk or buy the unit. And remember, friends, your CDs can be worth almost as much as 17 cents a piece. That's correct. All those imports you had to have in the 90s, all those imports, they're worth about 17 cents. And that's if they're in pristine condition. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Mentally Illvale. For more information about selling records, new releases, and to say Zombo mentioned you guys on the radio, and you should actually kind of parade him around Mentally Illvale on your shoulders. Call them at 412-821-8484 or go to the damn store, all right? Because they got a website there and all that other stuff. And it says, if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT for more information and promotional exchanges for other partnership opportunities. So there you be with that. So there you go. Good old Attic Records. There you go. Remember the big flood? I don't know if you remember there were two big floods there. And I remember driving by Attic Records. It was like a scene from like one of these disaster movies. They had stacks of just these damaged cardboard boxes that were like all water damaged with records stacked up to the side of the building. It went about a story and a half high. And it was like, oh, the humanity. There you go. And it was all records. I'm sure it wasn't CDs. You know, because the CDs, they get wet. You go, big deal. Record get wet, it is ruined. It's ruined. It is ruined. That's right, friends. All right, hey, let's get into the Mad Monster Party. Madam X, Zombo, what in your brain? Where? Right here. RCT Pittsburgh.
Could you be someone's invention?
A double shot of the Route 66 Killers. That was Monsturbation. In front of that was Monster Ride. And you listen to Zomborated. We're the famous monsters doing bite, monsters burn, monster stomp. And what else do we hear? We heard that. We started with Mad Monster Party with Madam X. And you listen to this guy right here and with your ears right there getting direct input into your brain. Okay, a little bit of a monster surf section here, obviously. We're kind of in the middle of that. It seems very, very popular to have monsters and surfing going on. I should just sit back and play the entire Creature Feature album by Satan's Pilgrims. One of the greatest, greatest Halloween rock and roll surf rock albums of all time. I play the hell out of that album, so I'm trying to mix it up because there's so many wonderful wonderful tunes out there. And why play something that my thing is? Here's the whole secret to this radio show. Okay? So I don't know any of these songs he's playing. You know, you act like I know them. My thing is I listen to music all the time. And if I like something the very first time I hear it, I don't have to settle into it. I don't have to like, oh, let me listen to that again. Because the litmus test is if I like it the first time I hear it, there's a fair chance that you might like it the first time you hear it. I could be wrong, but, you know, when you're on this side of the radio, it just doesn't matter. But I like it the second time I hear it. So it works out pretty sweet. And if I don't like something, you know, I'll just take it off. If, like, for example, like when you ever play like a song, oh, I really love this song. I love the song you play for a friend. And they go, Johnny Dowd. Why are you playing Johnny Dowd? He sounds like Brack. And you feel foolish. But on the radio, I get very little of that. I can play whatever I want, sit back and enjoy. And, you know, the tens of you have a wonderful time at my expense. And it does cost me to do this. My time is money. I could be out hustling, man. I could be working at Absolute Equipment. I could be making the big dollars there. That's right. It's not Absolute Equipment anymore. I could be hustling, man. But you know what? You just get to the point where it's like, is life really worth the hustle? You know, get enough to sit on the plateau and enjoy life. You sit on that. Sometimes you just sit on that plateau, and you look down at that little tiny kingdom you made. Well, then, and then you flush it down the toilet. The end. More Monster Surf. I don't even know who does this, and it doesn't matter. They're probably dead.
Monster Surf. I give the hodads fright. I surf all day at Malibu, and I hide in the coffin at night.
Monster Surfer. Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster Surfer. On Grammys I place the curse, and I wouldn't be caught dead in a woody. I only drive my surfing hearse.
Monster Surfer.
I am the Monster Surfer, unafraid of fire or sword, and I recharge myself daily with the electrodes on my board.
Monster Surfer.
I look horrible on the beach. I have long hair all over me, and I sure use a lot of bleach. Don't be afraid. Don't laugh at me. I just want to drink your bleach. Permit me to introduce myself. I am the Monster Surfer. Come upon my board. I wish to take you out into the ocean and visit with bats, in the gold, in the boards, and the surf, and the sand.
Are you married? Johnny Crab, Johnny Crab. There's a little sexy man goes by the name Johnny Crab. I said that Johnny loves Carrie, Carrie loves Johnny. Well, isn't that a new tattoo on his arm, Johnny Crab? Johnny Crab. There's a sexy man goes by the name Johnny Crab. Well, I say that Johnny loves Carrie and Carrie loves Johnny. Well, isn't that a new tattoo on his arm, Johnny Crab? Baby, baby, bum, 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 Johnny Crab. Little sexy man goes by the name Johnny Crab.
It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is? Listen to Zombo, and I'll tell you, that was a trip down memory lane. That last section of music, I just thought, you know, because I was doing all the Monster Surf stuff, and it just brought me back to, like, my DJing. I had 14 years at Cedar Point, DJed music on their one of their haunted, it's like they're above the haunted, kind of like a haunted house thing, for Halloween weekends, when they first started out in 1998, they brought me on board. And as a DJ and playing in band. And what I was doing, the first year, first couple years, I actually DJed. They got like CDs and all this other stuff. And I'm DJing live. And I find, wow, nobody really, just people just walking by. Nobody really cares. The first year was really bizarre. Because what I did the very first year, because they said, just do whatever you want. And at that time, I was doing a thing called Zombo's Mondo Record Party. And what I did is that people donated all their old television sets to me. So I had about maybe about a dozen TVs, most of them black and white, most of them kind of small. Some of them, like the pictures didn't work right. Some of them were all glitched out. And what I did is I would chain them all together with coaxial cables. Yeah, it's old school. And I'd hook them into my VCR. And in the VCR, I would play like monster movie trailers. And, you know, so it was, and I remember wearing a first time. Second year, yeah, I wore a Mexican wrestling mask. And I was on a little stage, and I had all these TVs, and they had, like, a smoke machine, and I had, like, all these, like, Universal Monster, because we could get away because there was, I think, not much copyright on some of these, like, really obscure monster movie trailers. So I did that, and then I was actually DJing live, and I played some surf stuff. I played Monster Mash a handful of times, and, you know, they kept bringing me back, which was awesome. You know, I was really good friends. Also, I was really good friends with the vice president of entertainment. She was really a sweetheart. And so she goes, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. And, like, she introduced me to, there's a picture of me with Elvira hanging out. And Elvira was, this was, like, in the 90s, man. So Elvira does not even remember anything. Elvira doesn't remember nothing. But it was nice, you know. And so anyhow, a few years passed by. I keep doing it. And, I said, you know what? I'm just going to make this easy. I'm going to get the best monster surf music I can possibly find. And I put it together, mixed it all together in the one CD, actually two CDs, and they're about 40 minutes long. And I just pop it in. It was great. I could pop it in, and while I was doing that, I could find I could do other things. You know, I could look busy. And what I was doing, I was importing. At that time, I was just building all my music up. Right now, I have about a million tunes. No kidding. A million tunes. And at that time, I was just like getting CDs from other people, CDs from here, this, that. And I was dumping them into my hard drive. So that's another thing I did while, you know, I just couldn't sit there and do nothing and wave. And then on the half hour, they would have their monster, the Cedar Point, what they call the Midway Monsters, come out. And they would dance to, like, I'd have to play the Hokey Pokey, but I would play the Brave Combo version. They'd want to hear the Chicken Dance. I'd do the Brave Combo's version of Chicken Dance. They'd want whatever I wanted, I would play. What else did I do? I played some fun stuff. Ring Dang Do. I did that version by The Liars, which is a great garage rock version of that tune. And, yeah, so it was fun. And Monster Surf. I played all kinds of, like, stuff for the monsters to dance to. And then on the other half hour, I would play a half hour block of my surf stuff. So this way, once again, I mentioned that I play a lot of instrumental music there, so I couldn't get in trouble. You know, you mentioned something about, like, you know, someone getting bitten by a spider and dying. Oh, my uncle got bit by a spider. That was traumatic. That kind of crap, because people are big babies. But so anyhow, in this set, you hear bands like the Fathoms, the best surf bands, monstery surf bands, the Fathoms. This is the Fathoms. Satan's Pilgrims. And there's actually a tune in there by my old band, the Surfaholics. We did a thing called Franken Surfer. This is one more tune by the Fathoms. We're going to get into more stuff in just a bit. But boy, because here's what I would do. A lot of it was interesting. When you do something for, like, over a decade, it just kind of burns into your memory. Because right now, I can hear this music and I visualize a roller coaster, because I was on the balcony, and I could see